What's up?
Hey, hey.
Hi.
Well, normally we would tell you about our favorite happy story of the day, but this in itself is happy. There are so many incredible stories that have come out of the chaos of the coronavirus that I can't just narrow it down to one. So I want to give you the highlights of some of our favorite happy stories for today.
Which is weird because you never happy story would come out of the coronavirus.
There's so many great things, and I'm tired of hearing all the negative stories. So let's focus on the positive for the foreseeable future. Two 20-somethings in New York have been enlisting volunteers to help deliver groceries and medicine to the elderly and other people who can't go out. And in the first 72 hours, 1,300 people signed up.
Wow.
They're calling the group Invisible Hands.
Oh, wow.
The owner of a pizza place in Connecticut has been making two trips a day to deliver free pizzas to his local hospital. An IKEA store in Sweden found 50,000 face masks in one of their warehouses and donated them all to a nearby hospital.
That's huge.
Trader Joe's, Sarah's favorite place on earth, has had a huge uptick in business for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So they're handing out bonuses to their employees.
Oh, that's nice.
Bravo.
Right before St. Patrick's Day, the makers of Jameson Irish Whiskey donated $500,000 to the U.S. Bartenders Guild to help bartenders get through this crisis.
Wow.
I like this one. Burger King will be giving away free kids' meals to per parent to make sure kids have something to eat. It's not clear if they've started yet, but you'll be able to order online or through their app. They're also doing free delivery. My son goes to school in the Austin Independent School District, and AISD is still giving out free lunches because it's unfortunate, but this is America. Kids that don't go to school don't have food.
It's crazy.
In many cases, and AISD is making sure that is not the case for those here. If you're in need of homeschooling your kids, Scholastic.com is now offering free online courses, and Google's Arts and Culture page has 2,500 museums you can explore online. I saw that. I thought that was really cool. It's a great way to go to places like the Guggenheim or the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, you know, without having to leave the comfort of your house.
There are a lot of good things happening, man.
And finally, do you remember we told that story about all the people in Italy that were standing on the balconies and they were singing together?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a woman in Spain who had to celebrate her 80th birthday while self-isolating. So her neighbors surprised her by singing Happy Birthday from their windows and balconies.
Vamos, asómate. Cumpleaños feliz. Cumpleaños feliz. Te deseamos todos.
It's pretty amazing. Happy birthday is still happy birthday anywhere in the world.
Right. I wonder if they knew about the Stevie Wonder happy birthday song.
I don't know if they did.
It's much better.
I don't know if I can hear the Italians singing this on the balconies. It's just—it's not going to translate.
Now, how
it's
good do you feel right now?
Feel so good.
It's not even our birthdays, but that just makes you smile.
The only thing that's going to make me feel better is by listening to our show on demand in the radio.com app. You can also check us out anytime through your smart speakers. Just say, play Mix 94.7.